Recording. Okay, we're on Daf Tzadik Daled, Omid Aleph. We are by the two dots, Leikanes Lahar HaBayis. We're talking about the covered that you have to have for the Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis. You can't go there with Manolo with the shoe on your foot, or Shalraglav, or dirt on your feet, Moisev Tzurim B'Sadina, or your money tied to his handkerchief, B'Chutz, or his money belt tied on the outside. Matam Shmoragul Kashatelko Pesalokim. It says in the pasuk to watch your foot when you go, your feet, your leg when you go up to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't have the dust on your feet. There are other things that we mentioned besides dust on your feet. We also mentioned Ma'os of Shurim Sadino. So I guess you learn one from the other, I guess. Yeah, so you might stay your short comments. This is also the source of wearing shoes. No, that's not what I'm asking. What about carrying the belt? So number seven, it says carrying money openly demonstrates disrespect. It looks like you're coming to our bias to do business. Okay.
We didn't have any people collecting stuff up.
No, I guess not, you know. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Huda, Aymer, Aymer, it says that Mordechai, when he was wearing the sackcloth, so he came up to a certain point in the king's palace, whatever. So you can't come into the king's gate with a sackcloth. So the Gemara makes a Kal v'chomer. And if they lechos rucho, flesh and blood, it's king who comes from a putrid secretion, it is so. Last come of come if they shine on welcome. Of course, you can't come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Kal v'chomer. This Kal v'chomer, this is one of the few times I was ever chaylok under Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein has a psak that a person should not shave before he davens, because just like you're not supposed to eat before you daven, because it's like geyacho, you're taking care of your personal needs before you mispile on your own on dam, l'sheikh l'al dam. So it's Huan Din, or Moshe writes this in one of the magazine. I forget the magazine it was. It was a periodical. He wrote that came out of MTJ. I don't remember the name of it, but he wrote the same thing. You shouldn't shave before you daven. So I said to myself, not to other people. I'm telling this the first time. I'm telling other people. It says that they called Yosef in front of Paro by Yitzuhu min Habor, by Galach to Moisa. Rashi says over there he was with Galach. Because ain't love oil hamelach without doing giluach. So you see, I said, you see that before you go in front of the king, you're supposed to meet Megaleach, not like a Moshe. So
but when he was dying, I guess he had a reason. I'm going to see 2 years in one day. Didn't say for 2 years.
So you want to say a film? Okay. Anilin is dati amarti. This is what the same thing over here. It says over here that if you can't come to Bas of Adam, so Kal v'chomer, you can't come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think it's a valid Kal v'chomer. Of course, I would never come to be Chaylok under Moshe Feinstein, but I am makel for myself to shave before I go to shul. Okay, Layasinu Kapandaya, don't make a shortcut, Urikiko, or spit, mi Kal v'chomer. Ma'an mi lo shishol kovid, if you can't wear a shoe, which is really a certain. He calls it decorum. So I don't, also you say it's usher. So you shall be going like kosher can. So surely you can't spit. All the endings of the brachos they used to say on min ha'olam ad ha'olam. The Gemara says Tani lohi oinen amen basim. They didn't say amen. My hero oinen. What did they say? Broshen kol mechusin lolam vayd. The pshat on the bottom they say what's the pshat this broshen kol mechusin lolam vayd. We're going to bring sukkah to prove that you're supposed to say a baruch in response. But the main idea here is because they said the shame on a farash. So since it's such a higher level of kedusha exposure of the covenant melech, so it demands more of a response than amen. That seems to be the idea. Roshen kol mechusin lolam vayd is more of just amen means an imam ms ba an imam mezev leiv shalem. That's the pshat in amen. But Baruch Shem Kol Mechusin Lolam Vayd is a response of a bracha to your bracha. It's even more of a response. Bracha levatola, correct. That's another thing. That's done as a tikkun. Yeah, but that's not the mucker of saying Baruch Shem in the Beis HaMikdash. Here we're going to say the mucker for it. Tani lohi yonim v'beis HaMikdash. Ma'a hu yom, roshen kumusim l'olvayim. V'nayin shalohi yonim v'olim v'mikdash tam lohi ma'ar. Pasuk says, kum baruch hu es Hashem l'okechem v'hoi l'mad olim. That Levium's instructions to the Jews upon completion of the Bayis Sheni, they said, rise up and bless Hashem. In other words, you have to say a bracha, not just amen. And they will, when they hear the bracha, their response will be that they will say a bracha, v'yivarchu shen kodecha. It sounds like baruch shen kodecha, so it's the same words, okay? How do you know you say this response for every single bracha? Maybe you hear the whole Shemoneh Esrei, and you would only respond baruch shem at the last bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Over every single bracha you respond, not just once. Okay, that's basically the pshat. His skinu sheyodim shalom, so they were masakin what that they should greet people with shalom. A question.
Wouldn't say after each bracha separately that you need a pasuk for that.
What's that?
What's the havamina that you shouldn't say amen after each bracha separately?
It's not amen. It's a question where you would say baruch shem.
Okay, or what's the havamina that you should?
Perhaps in 21 it says perhaps the congregation's response should be postponed until after the recitation of all the blessings.
Why?
I'm not sure what the Havamina was, but it seems to be a Havamina. I don't know. Maybe it's like I'm going to sit and listen to everything that's being said, and I'm going to respond with a bar. I don't know. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Durum Raya. Again, we're seeing Rabbi Yeshua from the south, kind of before here. What did they do?
They didn't say you may have to eat bracha. They waited till the end.
That's what the Havamina was, but it says that they actually did say it after every part. I thought that's what it said. Did I get something wrong here? I thought that was the Havamina, and the Maskana was you do say a bracha on every single bracha.
No.
What?
Maybe he says it in the textual interpretive variant.
No. I'm talking about the Pashup Shant Ni Yisham.
It says, for example, when the Shemoneh Esrei recited in the temple, the responsive blessing would not be recited until all the blessings of the Shemoneh
Esrei. That was the Havamina. That was the question that Gemara was asking. Maybe that should be the case.
Yeah.
And Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, "I'll call Tehillah." They actually said it on every single book. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be sure to remind you. Shlosh tefarim gosu besin shalmatan v'hiskim besin shalmalon imohem. There were three things. This sounds much like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu did a couple of things on his own, right? I think three things also, right? He was Pirshman Isha, Shiva Saluchas, Yosef Yom Yachad, right? And not shaving before davening, that was a fourth thing. That's Reb Moshe. You got the wrong Moshe over there. So Rabbi Yeshua said that there were three things that they were masaking, that the Besen was, the Besen Shemaila was masking, but Elohim, these are the three things. Yoshua, when he conquered Yericho, he made a cherem. Apparently, that was done. Yoshua made that up on his own. Megillas Esther, that they added the Megillah to the Tanakh, which was okay. We're going to see all these things are shilas. Ushila Shalom Hashem, and of course, this thing with Boaz that he made up to greet people with Hashem's name. Zok the Gemara. Chelmoshal Yericho. Chote Yisrael v'gamavu es brisi. Hashem refers to the fact that Bnei Yisrael were chote, Zachan was mile in the cherem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Brisi, my covenant, even though it wasn't his covenant, it was Yeshua. For lo Yehoshua Gazar, wasn't it Yeshua? There wasn't one that made it up. Elam Olam, the pasuk tells me Brisi to show us that his scheme of Bezer Shomayel Iman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masked. What about Megillas Esther? Kimu v'kiblu. Now the word kiblu is spelled apparently without a vav. So therefore, you could read it Kimu v'kibel, that he was makabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyahu was makabel the Megillah. Rav Amar v'kiblu, it says v'kibel k'siv, it says it without a vav. V'kibel lama sheiskimu They were maskim with in the heavenly court. Of course, that the problem over there is, right? Does he bring it over here? He should bring it over here. It's a problem of Baal Tosef, right? Let's say that. Where does he show the problem with it? The reason why it needed to have a Kabbalah, 20, is it 28, 29? 28. What does he talk about the problem?
What did that say?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. In the middle of 26, the enactment of reading Megillas Esther on Purim and of greeting one's friend are novel laws. Each would seem to be in violation of a Torah precept. The requirement to read the Megillah, unlike most rabbinical enactments, does not protect against the violation of any biblical law, or is simply a mitzvah the rabbis innovated. Hence, it might violate Baal Tosef, right? I thought the problem was that they were adding to the Tanakh. But here he seems to be saying it is. Does anybody, any Mepharshim in Hebrew say anything over here? Let's quickly see over here. Mikra Megillah says Chayovim Mikra Yisrael Megillah and Mara Fulda. So it doesn't sound like it's an adding. It sounds like it's the mitzvah that they're talking about here. Okay. So you're asking why is this require any more of a haskama than any other mitzvah drabanan? After all, there are several mitzvah drabanan. Why aren't they all Baal Tosef?
I remember there's a chilek between Purim and Megillah itself, it's supposed to other specific tanach and other mitzvah drabanan. It is somewhat of a, I don't know the yudar, but somewhat of a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that they added, I mean, it required, they weren't sure they were going to accept it. They ended up accepting it, but okay, not sure. Anyway, the bottom line is that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. Sheila Shalom Shem, what about calling out with Hashem's name? He nebaz bam beis lechem. And he greeted them. He said, Hashem imachem. Uminayim she iskimu bezen shalmali mohen. How do you know that? Because remember, you're the Baruch Hashem, you're the Baruch Hashem imcha, Hebrew hachayil. He also uses the terminology Hashem imcha. Rav Avin b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he adds another fourth one. Af ha-maisras, even maisras. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, he's referring to the fact that they added Maisa Yerukas and Maisa Paris, as which are drabbanas, and they were maskim, but that was allowed to be added. Shemar Havu as kol ha-maser. So that means all the maser, even the stuff from the vegetables. Okay. Mahuad. Yeah. Which one? Mm-hmm. So you think that you have a problem with the chronology here? I don't know. I didn't look at it. It's a good question. If it's out of order, then we have a problem. Okay.
Definitely before it's done. Who I think, as I'll say, is bubbles, right?
Yeah. The Mara Fulda asked your question. Vayeir Allah begidon ksiv. Afagav shadavar ze koida maisa de bayaz ksiv. Good, you're machavan to the kasha. Shahre bayaz ze avson. Gavin shadavar maisa de rosa vissar vayam shal bayaz. They said, Musa, it was the end of his life. It's you, she should try to learn out. Tzarech loymar, maybe you should do more, you're polik. He argues, he holds that he was married Rus early on. Very interesting. Very interesting. Good ha'ara. Yeshukoya. Okay, Ma'u Adli Dai. What's meant by that? By Kosimok and Bracha Adli Dai. This is follows the pasuk over there by that he should bring the Meiser. You should test it with this. To say something which you can't say, which is enough, because you're never supposed to say enough when you're getting a brach. Because brach sends you rain. You're not supposed to say, okay, enough rain. I want to go on vacation. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to simply, accept the brach. The only exception he brings in the brackets on the bottom is if the rain is actually damaging the crops. Then you can be responsible for it to stop. But otherwise, even though it's heavy rain, we're not supposed to say die. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Kalb, Rabbi Amar Bar Eloi, B'shem Rav, Achi Yivu, Suso Seichem, Eloi Mar, Tayenu Brachas, Tayenu Brachas. You'll be so tired of saying, your lips will be tired of saying, Tayenu Brachas. What they say, the pshat over here, is because those words, Tayenu Brachos, your lips are only really involved in the base of all those letters. Tayenu Brachos. Yet, even so, your lips will be tired of saying it. So you'll really be going at it. Okay, Apavos Kizikta
Imecha. Yavoda Yom Kippur.
What's that?
We say that in the Avoda of Yom Kippur that you shouldn't listen to the travelers from was it from Shoshan or something, from that you shouldn't listen to the travelers, that you should keep the rains coming because the travelers are saying we don't want the rain to muddy up the road.
We don't want the rain to muddy up the roads. There we're saying that it shouldn't rain at all. Yeah, that's right. That's why we wait to ask from Yashem until later on, until everybody went home. Yeah. Okay. Atavos ki zikna imecha. Although your mother be old, don't shame her. Amar b'yosi bar bun in this yashnu divrei Torah b'fifa. If they are well aged, the words of Torah are well aged. How does Torah words get well aged in your mouth? By chazuring them, you know them very well. They're like it's an old friend, right? But nevertheless, al tivza aleihem. Don't look slightly upon them. In other words, don't stop reviewing. You got to keep reviewing even afterwards. By time up, al tovas kizikneima. Okay, I'm Rab Zaira. And there's dakma umasacha. If your nation has got old, meaning it's gotten feeble in the performance of mitzvahs, amod v'gondra. So repair the breach, get up there and invigorate them. Kishem sha'asa elkona, just as Elkona did. He would guide the Yidden to go up to be oila regal. The fifth says in Pasuk, that man, meaning Elkona, would ascend from his city. On the bottom, he brings the whole thing over here from Tom Eliyahu, a little more detail. Let's just read the story. Elkana would go up to Shiloh four times a year, three times for the Oyla Regal, and once on a private Aliyah. He would take with him his wife, his children, his household members, brothers, sisters, and any relatives, reasoning with them that if the Avodah Zarah take the trouble to make pilgrimages to their worthless idols, then they certainly should take the trouble to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So inviting them all to come, they traveled and lodged for the night in the square of a city where they would be noticeable. They would have this whole crowd. Community sensed the presence. They'd say where they're going. They'd tell them to Shiloh, the God of Shiloh. They would say from which Torah and good deeds emanate. Why not come along with us? We will go together. So the locals started to say, okay, we'll go up with you. So he encouraged them until the next year, five families joined them. The year following that, 10 families, and so on and so forth. Eventually, they had a whole, the entire Jewish people were making the pilgrimage. So as a result, right, in the merit of this mitzvah, he fathered the prophet Shmuel. That's what it says over here in the footnote. Very, very nice story. So it just shows you, you know, if you can do something, do something. We're now on 94b. We can see the Hadron on the bottom of the page. Reb Nosson Misareis Kroi. So he went ahead and he reversed the Pasuk. Reb Chokia B'Shem Reb Simon. If a person makes his Torah Etim. So obviously, Kavati Etim LaTorah, you're supposed to be Kavati Etim LaTorah. So over here, when the Torah, when the Gemara says a person who makes his Torah etim, what does it mean? Rote? This is not a good thing. This is Hareza Mefer Bris. He's overturning the bris. It has to be a bad thing. So Shosh Chaim saying it means he's just robotic about it. That's what it means. Yeah. Chaim says that the pshat is that he only learns during his kfiyas itim. But outside of those itim, he won't learn. Like, you know, there's some, you know, daf yomi people. They learn during the daf yomi hour, and after that, that's it. No more. Not going to look at it again. That's no good. Okay. I don't know how that, just an example came to my head. My time, my favorite Torah, Sakharai, Eslas, Shlashem. Okay. Tony, Reb Shem Yechayom, and Marisis, Abbas, Yashu, Damon, a Torah. If you see that people are despairing from learning Torah, and Modvis Hazak from Oid, so go get up and hold on to it exceedingly. This is the people that had a Seder during the Super Bowl, right? You'll get the scar for all of them. My time, my favorite Torah, Sakharai, Eslas, Shlashem. If there are people who are being made for Torah, that's the time to go. That's what they say. It's called a Meis Mitzvah. If you have something that's nobody's learning, that's what they used to call a Meis Mitzvah. Like, you know, people are afraid to learn Sefer White Cotton. So there are people that were Dafka, they were Makkah to go learn White Cotton because they held it was like a Meis Mitzvah. Anyway, there are different attitudes about that. Hill Azakin Hoya Oimer, Mishaw Shem Machanshin Badar. When there's in a time of those who gather in, that means that if you see that the Talmid Chacham are staying to themselves, they're not sharing their Torah, right? So you, Badar, you should distribute your wisdom. You should get out there and do the opposite. You're supposed to be counterculture. Whatever everybody else is doing, you do the opposite. When there's everybody distributing, everybody's starting kailos, you know, kailol this, kailol that. So then in Kenosh, you go into your basement and learn by yourself. So, or whatever, however you want to touch this up. You know. Hill Azokin is talking to the future, to us. He's talking to us. Yeah. He's talking to us. The Haredim says that it's a Mida of Anova. Do you see the Haredim? Kanosato. You see what he says? B'shoshim Avadrin, the Haredim says, the middle of the page. Shagadolam Shavadorim, Mabitsim Torah, the Dolam are Tarahim, Marvitz Torah. Kanesatov, Lotito Sror Alehim. Don't take a position of leadership. Dav Zula Shem Shemaim, he lechos, the Mida Sra Anova. So you should, that's considered being humble, I guess. The same thing is the other way around. Everybody's being very happy, it's very dear. Badair, distribute your Torah wisdom, teach it to the members of this generation. You don't have to fear that you'll lose them love, but if you see that the people of the generation are not much of Torah, then Kenosh, then don't set them up. In other words, you don't want to set people who are not much of Torah, giving them a Torah lecture, and they'll make fun of you. That's not a mitzvah. Just like this child needs to nurse any time of the day, multiple times a day. He has to toil all times of the day. All chatter is bad. The Torah chatter is good. What's Torah chatter? Anybody know what's Torah chatter? Mm-hmm. Learning Torah? Why is it called chatter? What's that? Yeah. Over here, I wanted to share with you this. This is at the state itself from again. He says like this. One time, here. So the Haredim says, even though it's a mitzvah, l'shanos when they darken shalom. Oh, did I say this here? One second, did I not say it yet? One second. I think there's one more line I have to say. No, I said this right. I think I skipped some. Yeah, no, I didn't. We're called kidvaya tovin. All lies for the sake of peace are good. This is what I wanted to talk about. The kidvaya the oraisa mission, but lies about Torah are bad. So what is lies about Torah? So he brings over here a maisa like this. That's what Haredim says, even though it's a mitzvah to lie because of Dr. Shalom to make peace, Okay? But when it comes to Torah, you're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to change Torah. And here he brings a story with Rav Kiveger. One time, Rav Kiveger gave a bracha to a regular balabas. And the balabas, in his haste, said, I'm reading from a sefer here. Al tehei brachas heyet kal v'enach. So after he spit that out of his mouth, he realized, I just called Rav Kiveger, brachas heyet. I mean, that's not exactly a very smart thing. He said, oh, you know what it means? That the bracha that you give a heyet should not be kal v'enach. So Rav Kiveger said, no. Not so fast. He says, alzeh ona hagoyim. Mutav she'ekra ani hedget. I'd rather be called a hedget. Al tilmoy pshat sheker b'divrei chazal. But don't touch up chazal and sheker to go away. This is what it says over here. Kenvaya d'oraisa b'shem. I love this story. Anyway, okay.
Where
did
you
read? What? Where are you reading? This book here. State Sofim. Okay. Yeah, he's got a lot. He's got more stuff over here. It's very interesting, but maybe I'll read a little when I get to the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Medilas Chasidim Marzu Kosov Yom Taz Veini Yomai Mazva. They found in Megillas Chasidim. I don't know what that is, but some kind of a special Megillah. If you leave me one day, I'll leave you 2 days. What's this marshal to? Shnayim Shiyatsu. You have two people who leave their respective cities, right? Echad mitraya, echad mitziporin. They're both going one in the opposite directions. One's going east, one's going west. One's in Tzipori, or one's going south, one's going north. In the case of Tveria and Tzipori, I think that's the way it would be. And they meet in one lodging place. So, lo hispiku lifrosh zem izeh. Now, it wasn't very long after that they kept going in their each individual directions. This one went a meal south. The other one went a meal north. And now they're 2 mil apart. Even though I only travel 1 mil, but now we're 2 mil apart. So the same way with Torah. If I leave Torah, so it's not just that I left Torah 1 mil. It's Tazveni. It's going to leave me as well. It says over here, he found, they had this like a plaque in this basement. Okay. What'd you say? I forgot what you said. Yeah. Now that's the first. So that's the first marshal with two travelers. The second marshal is with an isha. Isha shahaisa yoshevas mantenas leish had this woman who was waiting for her husband. Right, she's waiting, or a certain man. She's waiting for her man, waiting. Waiting. I guess they promised her a shidduch or something. Who knows? Chosman shahaisa without the muscle law, as long as he had in mind to marry her. Haisa yoshevas mantenas. So she was waiting. Given shehiflik died to him, and once he turned his attention away from her, she goes in and she marries somebody else. So this marshal is a little more, right? The first marshal I have in mind to come back, right? I'm just leaving for a day. I'm taking vacation. But in the second case, I'm completely mesiach das. It's much worse because then the Torah completely leaves me. It's not easy to recapture that. We lose our relationship. He brings over here a shayla. Somebody asked this shayla from that Rav Nassim Gishtetner, is that so he says over here that his father unfortunately perished in the Holocaust, Tavshin Dalet. And he says somebody came and told him over the following story that his father had the following shayla. So he heard a shayla from his father from a third party. You know, that's also been a very big simcha for him. The shayla was like this. The shayla was, his father was in business, and he had the following question. He's able in his business to be mafsik some time, so he can be oisik in Torah. So what's better? Should he work 1 week and then learn 2 or 3 weeks? Or is it better to learn to work a whole month and then be mafsik for 2 or 3 months? Which is a better way? Which is a better approach? That was his shaila, and that was a shaila he heard from his father. So here's Nasan, who's a big paisik. He was very happy to hear the shaila, but he brings a riot. His personal favorite was he learned from Kriyas HaTorah. Chazal said that they were right. They were attacked by Amalek because Rafi Dem HaTorah. So in order that they shouldn't go 3 days without learning, they made Shabbos and Monday and Thursday. They didn't do Shabbos Sunday Monday because that would be 3 days with Tzufim. No, they rather learn 1 day and a couple of days break and then another day. So therefore, he felt it's better not to go a whole month without learning. His psak was it should better be that way. Okay. So do you want to keep going until the very last sentence? What do you want to do, guys? Want to finish? What?
Yeah.
Keep going? Okay. Tanu Shemer Meir. And look when we saw Shane Oyso, I made Mitzvah Yom. There's nobody, everybody does 100 mitzvahs. In other words, they make 100 brachas. Kare Shema, Yid Shema, Marcha Fanela, Achareho, you make 2 brachas before and 1 bracha afterwards, or 3 brachas afterwards, depends whether he shakas or pita. Eichel Espito, he has bread, so he does Marcha Fanela, Achareho, so you make Altas Yedai, you make Hamoitzi, you make the 4 brachas of Brevet Samazin. With Paul Shosha Pom Shel Shmona Esra, you have the 3 times you pray a day, 3 times 18 or 19. Chayzu is a shamus, you do other mitzvahs, meaning you do fill in with those tzitzis. Rumavara Halein, you make brachas on them. Bechin Hayyur Meir Oimrei, Lachalim Yisrael, Shana Mitzvahs Makifas also. There's nobody who has 100 mitzvahs a day, that is to say, you have 100 brachas. Fill in Barosho, fill in with Roho, Zuzu is Hisko, Abatzisius Batalisa Makifan Oisoi. So that's 7 mitzvahs. So you have the 4 corners of the tzitzis. You have the mezuzah. You have the tefillin. And that if you hold, you have 2 brachas of tefillin, so you have 7. If you, otherwise.
4
corners of tzitzis, why is that called? Yeah. It doesn't add up, really. And the mezuzah, you don't make a bracha on either. You put it up only one time. The idea is that you're... So here he's talking. He's just talking about you're surrounded by mitzvahs. Okay, so that's not fair. So that's fine, right? Shavuos. So who should do it? Right. The chen why mochen malach Hashem tzofi the by chalad same. Then he surrounds him and rescues them. Nichnas amerkas don amalach went into the bathhouse. Was not so yarum. He sees he's not wearing any clothes, and the bathhouse, of course, doesn't have a mezuzah on the doorway. So Amar Eili Shani Amar Mitzvahs, he doesn't have any mitzvahs, right? So they bring a riot from this. So the only time David was worried about this was only when he was in the bathhouse. Why wasn't he worried about this at night when he went to sleep? Because he had a mezuzah. So the Arizal brings a riot from here that you're supposed to wear tzitzis at night. This is the Api Kabbalah. Bring a riot from here. Okay. It's not the greatest riot. Amar Eli Shani Yom Ramesses. Kim Shehibit Bamila Shalo. He sees the Mila, Hiskel, Akalis, Akash Barhu, Amatsiach, Alashminis, Mizwal David. Then it's the Shminis, it's the eighth, either it's the eighth mitzvah because it's the Shavuot Mitzvah Bei Noah. This is the eighth mitzvah, or it's the Shminis, it's the mitzvah which is on the eighth day. However you want to learn it. All right. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sait. Mazel Tov on the completion of the Sefer Brachos. I thank you all for your participation.
Let me ask you back to you.
My pleasure. Thank you. So we're going to be back here at 8:30 like regular? Okay. It's Hashem. Hachana, yeah, do all the Mishnayos and do the first 2 prakim of Rama Hilts Matnas Aniyim, and you'll be ready. Okay, good. So you're ready. Kol Tov, everybody.